101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
Just after 6 for your Wednesday morning. That spaghetti's a strong smell, isn't it?
Oh, distinct, I do love spaghetti on
smell.
Toast.
What's the going canned on? Spaghetti.
What's going on with the footy show stuff?
Yeah, well, look, what's
that
going
looks
on?
Like it's big news. On...
What's going on at Channel 9, mate?
Yeah, well, that's a good question too. They've lost Lisa Wilkinson over allegedly $200,000, which I think is a big mistake.
Yep, and now the fat's gone from the footy show.
And now they're
fat's
getting rid
gone?
Of
Horton. Yeah. I read somewhere Erin Molan's going to stay on. They're not going to lose Erin Molan too.
Well,
they love Erin Molan at Channel 9.
Then there was talk of getting rid of the footy show altogether.
Ditching the footy show? I haven't watched it in years, to be honest. I'm too late for me. Do you still watch the footy show?
It's on 9:30. This job, it is hard to watch it.
I catch it little bits on Facebook. That's enough for me for the footy show, so it wouldn't bother me too much. But there'd be people, you know, that go mad for the footy show. They wouldn't want to see it gone. But they win a Logie every year. They win the best sports show every year
do
at the
they?
TV Awards. They sure do.
Well, it's a lot better than the AFL footy show. Drew.
Yeah, well, that was good in its prime.
Who's the guy that always loses his shit on that show?
Sam Newman.
That's the guy. I can't cop him.
Yeah.
When I'm watching him, I just feel nervous. Like he's just got this nervous, like erratic energy or something.
I wonder who gets paid more, Sam Newman or Lisa Wilkinson, for his one show a week. He's been at the network
his
for
one
a
show.
Long time.
I'm going to say Lisa Wilkinson because she gets up at 2 in the morning.
I'm going to say maybe Sam.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon
no
that. I honestly
way.
Do. He, for a long time, makes that show. I'm telling you, he'd get paid a lot of money. And could be worth more than Lisa getting up every day of the week.
What, and he does one show?
I'm just putting that, I don't know that for a fact. Look up, how much does Sam Newman get paid? Have a look at that. Mm. While we do that, 13, 12, 16, Tradie v Lady, if you'd like to play this morning. The tradies are due for a win. Come on, tradies, get involved this morning.
Oh, this is from back in 2009.
That's all right, look at, so 2009.
Here we go.
Yes.
2016.
What does he get paid? I reckon it's a lot of cash, up above $1 million, around about $1 million.
Well, they're saying his net worth, they're saying his all-round net worth is $10 million.
I reckon the big bucks are there.
No way.
Well, there's got to be a way to find out.
I wonder if there is a way to find out.
We'll find out. We'll look into it.
Here we go.
Yep.
This was a pretty old, though. They're saying about... Oh, no. Have to look into it.
All right, look into it, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
My fiancé, Jamie, it's back, Bree. Sockgate. It's back. Remember, I can't remember how long ago it was now, but it's still been going on since then. What do you reckon, about a year ago?
Probably.
About a year ago, Jamie lost it at me over socks that go into the washing machine in the dryer, which is a thing you'll find out once you find someone and move in together. These things happen. But
I can't wait.
Because you just, you've only got yourself to blame living by yourself at your house. But anyway, I hear from the laundry, I'm sitting out on the couch and I hear from the laundry this thing about socks. Hey, buddy, socks again. Hey, socks again, socks. I thought, I'd better record this. This is going to be good. She's teed off on me because apparently socks go in, they don't come out. No one understands this mystery. Ask anyone that does the laundry. No one knows.
They go into the filter.
Is that where they go?
I don't know.
They're all stuck in there, are they?
Sometimes.
Anyway, I started recording and this is when Jamie walked out and was abusing me about the socks.
Every time I put them in the wash, I come out and there's six pairs here that don't match up. Where are the other six socks?
Hey, all I do is take them off my feet and put them in the basket.
See, I have 100 pairs of the same socks, so I don't have this issue.
So I just go...
Well, fine, do that. Can I throw them out?
No.
I can't have six pairs of not connected socks just lying there and then that pile just adds up every week.
Adds up every week, Bree.
The really usually easygoing Jamie, what have you done to her? You're sending her crazy.
It's the socks thing. She says it's the only thing that bothers
her. How cranky
her
was she?
About me.
Nah, I've had enough. There's socks that go in here. She was so angry.
That's what I'm saying. She gets worked up about the socks. I tell you what not to do. Don't let your next thing be accusing that person of being OCD. That's not what to do here. Are you OCD?
I'm not OCD. thing that bothers me.
Why did you let it get to you?
Because I just don't understand where they all go.
Neither do I. No one does. It's like the cloud.
Well, so there's like this magical socks monster that comes and takes them all out of the washing machine before I get a chance to do it.
It's like the iCloud when it. No one understands. No one
understands. Don't mess with the sock cloud.
It's. No one understands it. It's one of the world's unknown things. See, she's having a fake laugh with me while she wants to kill me.
You're just lucky you didn't tell her to calm down. Holy hell, can you imagine?
Is that what not to do?
Oh,
is
it
just,
telling you,
oh, mate, calm down.
Any guys listening right now, they would know the last thing to say to a girl when they're worked up is calm down.
What would be worse, calm down or get back in the laundry and finish my socks? I think I'd run with calm down.
I think calm down, maybe.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Next on the show, it's coming, Bree.
Oh, no, here we go.
Channing Tatum.
I've had enough, and so are the people.
Have they, mate?
Yes.
Who have you chatted to who said they've had enough?
People.
No one.
I haven't been kicking around because I'm ashamed.
You were at Erin Affair yesterday. Did anyone go, hey, Channing's mate?
No.
Well, they should.
No one cares.
Well, they should. Here's the thing, all right? One last ditch effort.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
One last ditched effort to win Channing over after he followed you on Insta. Yeah? You messaged, he messaged, you messaged, then you messaged again.
And he still hasn't replied.
I've got one last thing we can try. Will you go with me on one last thing?
I want to know what it is first.
We don't do that on this show.
I'm not committing.
You don't?
I'm not committing. I've got commitment issues.
Well, you will just have to sit there and take it, mate. And I'll run with the Channing thing myself.
Jamie's so lucky. But,
hey, I'm an all right guy.
What a democracy.
It's just on this one thing, okay? Just leave it with me and one last ditched effort to win Channing over. That's it. All it is.
Is it ditched?
One what?
You keep saying one last ditched effort.
Well, what is it? One last ditched effort?
Is that the saying?
Is Google still on? Google Home still on?
Oh, ask Google.
Is the mic down near Google? Oh, who unplugged Google?
Oh, Google's over there.
What? And just before Rachel reads the answer.
Rachel was getting annoyed by Google.
Why?
Taking her job.
No, it wasn't.
Well, before Rach reads the answer, what do you think it is? I say one last ditched effort.
I thought it was one last ditch effort. One last.
Same thing.
I don't know.
Rach, what does it say?
One last ditch without the ED.
That's what I thought.
Last ditch effort.
You keep saying one last ditch.
Sorry for putting a D in there, guys. You had to correct me on the D, did you?
A whole lot of D.
A whole lot of D on this.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
I've thought a lot about this Channing Tatum stuff over the last week.
A little bit too much, I think.
We got excited when he followed you on Instagram, didn't we? We were in that together.
Yeah.
I think everyone was. Everyone got very excited.
I think everyone was on board to begin with, and now I think people are jumping ship.
It's dragging out.
Yes, because you're dragging it out.
You messaged him, he messaged back. We got very excited. He says he's aware of who you are. He knows your family. Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't know him. He's stalking the family. Then you shot a message back. He didn't reply. You double message. Respect. Asking him to come on the radio show.
It's sad.
It's not sad, mate.
It's just sad now.
You've just got to keep going for it. And he's seen the message asking him to come on the radio show, hasn't replied to that message. And it got me thinking last night, because when we checked in, we kind of said, all right, well, that's the end of the Channing relationship. And I don't know if it is, mate. I think we need to just keep going on.
No,
and I sat down last night.
No, you don't.
And I penned a letter. A letter to Channing.
A message to Channing Tatum.
I'd like to take the time now to read this letter, Bree. Dear Channing, it's been a week now since we came into your life. We'll never forget that day you followed Bree on Instagram and our lives changed forever. We've had some ups and downs in that time, but we wouldn't change a thing. Remember when you replied to the first message Bree sent you and you said you've been stalking Bree's family? On Instagram? Great times, Channing. Great times indeed. People now refer to Bree as Channing's mate, or Bree Tatum. often calling our show just to ask Bree, how's Channing? Look, Channing, we'll keep it short and sweet. Sweet like your abs in Magic Mike. I guess we'll never understand why you came into our lives via Instagram. Will we ever actually have you on our show, where I'm sure you'll confess your love for Bree, leave your family and life in LA, and live in Stanthorpe, country Queensland, with Mama Di and the crew?
Morning!
I'm sure if Bree could sum things up and how she feels in one word, it would be...
This is ridiculous.
That's four words, Channing. She's lost the plot, mate. Lost the plot in Channing love. Please, Channing, please don't leave us hanging on a double message, no reply. We need to hear back from you. We won't sleep until we hear back from you. Or eat, or breathe. It's a challenge, but we're willing to take it on. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and we'll tell you all about it when we hear from you again. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Dan.
I think Channing is going to pen an AVO out on you after that.
I've penned the letter, mate. I'm happy to send it through to Channing. He needs to know this stuff, how we feel, and why he's so uncomfortable about it.
I thought we wanted to get him on the show.
Yeah, well, you got a confession.
Not terrorise the guy.
You can't sit back and do nothing. That's not working for you.
No, I can, and I will sit back and do nothing.
Well, you're not going to get him that way, are you?
My confidence has already taken a hit.
It should be up. He followed you. He
no,
likes
it's
you.
Down.
Well, I'm going to push it down just that little bit further because...
I'm not sending that. That's crazy stuff.
No,
right
here,
there.
Screenshot it.
No
post it on
way.
Your Instagram because he follows you, 197 people. He'll see the letter to him and then he's got to reply. He has to reply on that. Surely.
Yeah, to the police.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are... tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's amateur acting.
All right. Amateur acting. If you've never heard this before ever, even though we've been doing it a lot, it's where Gaunzi and I will attempt to act out a scene from a movie and you need to be the first to call through on 13 12 16 with the correct film.
Explains itself, really. Amateur acting. You can't call through until the scene starts because, well, you're not going to know the movie. The 13 12 16 is the number, I want you to know. All right.
Action!
What can I do for you, Rod? Just tell me what I can do for you.
It's very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I want to make sure you're ready, brother. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here it is. Show me the money. Show me the money! Doesn't it make you feel good just to say it? Are you with me, Rod? Are you with me?
Show me the money.
No, no, no. You can do better than that. Say it with meaning, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I bet he can say it.
Yeah, no, 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 no. Show you the money.
No,
show
the money. Yep. Not show you.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Let me hear you scream it.
Show me the money.
Come on, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Scene.
I do love that scene.
That's a tough one, actually.
Oh, yeah, you've gone hard. You've gone hard this morning. I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to be able to get that.
I don't know if anyone's going
to
get that.
Hiya, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks.
Do you know the film?
Oh, God, yeah, Jerry Maguire.
You?
No.
It's not. I'm just kidding, it is.
Oh, mate, how did you get it? I mean, I don't really...
It's so hard.
Obscure scene from the movie.
Seriously, one of my favourite movies.
Isn't it good?
It is a good movie, isn't it?
Did you, yeah. When you watch it, were you ever tempted to just scream out a bit of Show Me the Money?
Oh, my God, I so did. And I tried to pretend I was Cuba Gooding Jr. too.
Don't let us stop you if you want to give us a bit of Show Me the Money.
Show me the money!
See, people love it.
You'll get money today from that.
Makes you feel good.
You're the winner this morning. That's the main thing that counts. And off to check out the Mariners play as well. Tickets for you. Don't miss our Central Coast Mariners take on Melbourne Victory. Match day proudly sponsored by Brightfield Group Services, supporting the Cancer Council New South Wales.
Which is awesome. I've just had an idea. We should play a radio game where you have to call up your boss and just scream, show me the money.
If you need a pay rise.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you'd probably get fired, but
you know,
it's worth a go.
It's good for a laugh.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Worst experience I've ever had.
The girl clearly has no actual training. She poked me in the eye like 10 times.
Bree's ratchet salon.
No formal training, but I've had life training. That's all I need.
Mate, you've got a bowl, some scissors, and you're about to attack poor Chris, who works here. Chris,
you need a little bit more training.
Just quickly come around onto the mic, mate. Jump around onto the mic real quick. Just jump around. We just want to chat to you about...
Before you meet your demise.
Yeah, how you're feeling. So... Talk to us, mate. You're our production sound guy. So all those sounds you hear on the show, Chris puts it together for us. And your hair is shoulder length.
Yeah, and this is like short hair for me. It used to be halfway down my back. So I've always been a bit sort of nervous about getting my hair cut.
Well, that's all right.
In bands, stuff like that.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, I believe that.
How's Bree, how's Bree talked you into this, mate? How did this come up?
I was kind of thinking I'm going to get my hair cut short like a couple of weeks ago, and then I'd hope she completely forgot about it because I changed my mind.
He said he was going to get his hair cut, and I said, oh, I'm kind of running a makeshift dodgy salon in the studio if you want me to do it.
And I thought, that sounds like a great idea.
Until now.
And here we
Until
are.
Until you sit here.
And I said, I'm petrified.
Can I give you a bowl cut?
Yes.
Dare to be different.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, here's the thing. You might not look like Chad Kroger anymore. There's that. He looks a bit Chad Kroger-ish from Nickelback.
Facebook Live. Why do you got to do me like that, Gandhi?
Well, just have a look at it on Facebook Live.
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to do this.
Take your...
All right.
Do we want him to do it in here near the mics? Or where do you want him?
I want him to do it right
You want him to do it right there. Okay.
Oh, why would I do this?
Welcome to Bree's Ratchet Salon. I'm just going to put this over here.
Why does the towel smell?
Are you comfortable?
Oh, what does the towel smell like?
It's bleach.
Regret.
Okay, I regret.
Right. So I'm just going to put this bowl on Chris's head.
Okay.
Sounds like a professional way to say that.
I feel like that's a good fit. I'm just going to need you to hold the bowl in place right there. Excellent.
What, he's got to hold his own bowl as well? What salad is this?
Do you want a good haircut or not? Oh, my God. I'm actually really nervous now, Chris.
Yeah, because you're going to take off heaps of this hair.
I say that bowl is short?
Yeah, I'm freaking...
It really is.
I'm freaking out. I'm having a mini panic attack right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can back out if you like.
Oh, I'll do it.
Too late now.
As long as
I don't leave with blood, I'm happy.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here
do
we go.
Do you want to commentate,
Gaundy? Yep, so the bowl is on the head as we speak, and Bree has just started to attack our friend with the scissors. Set some relaxing music for you.
It's like heaps of hair, isn't it?
Oh, man, that is a lot of hair.
Yeah.
That is a lot of hair, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, man.
Jump on Facebook if you want to see this.
This is the worst.
Oh, no.
Oh, this isn't good.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Should we do a check?
Not yet. Get halfway around. Okay. No, leave a mullet. Leave a mullet. Now go the other side. Yeah.
Oh, you can be a part of the mullet character.
Yes, leave a mullet to start with. Yeah, come back around.
Oh,
yep.
man.
Oh, no.
This is horrible.
Normally when you get a haircut, you get a massage and a coffee.
Yeah, something along those lines.
It's called Ratchet Salon for a reason. Oh, no.
I hate this.
It's a bit uneven.
All right.
Oh shit. I just felt so much hair.
Careful not to swear, mate. We are live on the air. Yeah that's what happens with radio. Yeah. All right, little snip here, there. Yeah. Little snip there.
Should we take a look?
Well, you've left a mullet. You've done the front of the...
Oh no, I'm so nervous.
My head feels like really light.
This is...
Oh my God, this is a flowing mullet at the back, can I say?
You've cut the front, take the bowl off.
I feel like I'm going to do... Oh my God.
You look like you're from the 80s.
I just need to finish up this front part.
Oh no.
That's not good, Chris. Oh,
how are you feeling, mate?
Really, really bad, considering everybody in the room is saying that's not good.
Who said they'll fix it if
oh,
they need it?
No. Oh, no. See you later. I'm out. I'm done.
Bye, Chris. Game over. Come back.
He's not even acting, though. He's actually genuinely...
No, he's actually Devo.
Yeah.
I'll pay for your haircut.
Yeah. Cool.
No, actually, who said on Facebook?
Who was it?
Man-time grooming.
Man-time grooming will fix it up.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want, though?
I just kind of want it to look neat.
Neat?
Yeah.
It looks neat. I
haven't even thought about having short hair for the past, like, 10 years. I don't even know what it would look like, so...
Has your hair never been short?
Nah. I got my hair cut short from, like, halfway down my back about, like, 5 years ago.
That's no good, mate. No one that.
Just thought I'd look a bit more professional for work, and now I have a sick mullet. Don't tell my heart, top knot. My achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Went and got a skin check yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts did you do that?
Just at the Central Coast Skin
Clinic. The skin clinic on the main road just here.
Yeah. It's been about, I reckon it's been 6 years since I went and had a skin check.
That's a fair while.
Yes. I thought I'd pop in heading into summer, go and get it checked out. I encourage everyone to do it because I've had a couple of mates recently who've had things cut out. One of my mates got his cut out. Yep. And my other mate.
Was that Tweety?
No. One of my other mates, Matt Baisley, hosts Sydney Weekender. He got his.
Oh, everyone's watching that show.
Hey, we'd do a bit on it if they asked us, I'm sure.
100%.
Send this air check to them. Actually, no, you bagged them.
Actually,
don't send this.
let's redo it.
Yeah, so. My mate Matt Baisley, he hosts Sydney Weekender.
Oh, I love that show.
How good is it?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Would love to present on it. We could do some stories on there. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
And send that to
I'm on it, guys.
Sydney Weekender.
I'm on it, guys.
What time's their show on? Sundays. We can do some work for him then. He got the something cut in the back of his neck out just randomly as well. So I went yesterday. Just a couple of skin stats for you in Australia. Mm-hmm. 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the time they turn 70. 2 in 3.
That's crazy.
I mean, when you think about how much time we spend in the sun, I mean, it's bound to happen. Well, this one's a morbid one, I'll be honest, but more than 2,000 Australians die from skin cancer each year. So, look, it pays to go get checked. I'm all good.
You're good to go?
I'm good to go.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Which I'm happy with that. It is confronting, though, I've got to say.
Yeah, I've had it done before. You have to get fully naked, get the kit off.
So do you ask for a female doctor?
I don't think I did. I just went in and whoever it was, I wasn't really that worried.
You weren't worried?
No.
Because I found it confronting and I'm a bloke.
Was it a female?
No, it was a guy.
It was a guy. So it made you feel more comfortable.
I don't see the no. I don't
or
need
Or what you used to.
No, mate. I just don't.
I'm saying like you've got a male doctor, so you're used to
I just don't need another female judging my rig at this point, all right?
You're doing all right at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm skinny fat.
What does that mean?
I'm skinny fat.
Well, you've always had the chicken leg.
Don't worry about the legs. The legs are the least of my problem.
No, that's what I mean. You've got the skinny chicken legs,
right.
And then you carry your weight more around your middle.
Like, I've lost kind of bit of weight, but I'm not, like, ripped or anything, so I've kind of got the...
You're not toned yet.
I've got littler man boobs than I had before.
Like, your boobs look like 2 bags of sand.
Just a little bit, yeah, but they're going. They're going.
Nah, you're doing all right. You're doing all
right. Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. And so you strip down to I was fully stripped down to my jocks, and he's like, all right, get up on the table, lay down. And they get this big light out.
Was this before or after the skin check? Sorry.
Can't even get an innocent skin check without the doctor wanting a piece of me.
Well, I thought we were talking skin checks, and then you started talking about your weekend.
No. He gets the... Good weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, you were there. What are you talking about?
I was in the room.
Just quickly.
Yes.
He gets the big light.
Okay.
And he's putting the big light all over me. And it is, I don't know how
It's just a normal light?
Yeah, it's like a round circle, really bright light. And he just kind of goes over everything on your body.
Did he
checks
say,
all the moles and that sort of stuff.
Did he say any was like a bit of a concern?
No.
That happened to me.
He said no.
Not at all?
No.
When the girl checked me, she was like, oh, we, ooh.
Ooh. You don't want that.
And I was like, well, is it a problem or not? She's like, oh, we'll just keep an eye on it.
She's like, ooh, no, it's almost lunchtime. Ooh.
I'm just looking at my watch, actually.
Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Guys, in here, are we a fan of the avocado?
Love it.
People love avocado these days. It's so popular. It's super popular at cafes.
Can I say I've been on the avocado from the get-go, though? Like, I'm not a bandwagon jumper.
You were there from the beginning, were you?
I liked avos before they were cool. I knew about them.
I was on trend, guys.
I was trying to spread the word about avo.
The avocado.
Spread it, yeah.
But as you might know, because you're an avocado connoisseur pioneer.
I'm an advocate for the avo.
You would know that they're high in fat. Super, super high in fat. Obviously, it's natural fat, but they're very, very fatty. And a company over in Madrid has gone and genetically modified an avocado to make it a low-calorie, low-fat avocado.
Does it still taste like avocado?
Well, they're saying it does. They're saying it tastes the same, but it's a skinny version.
Oh, they need that skinny version of the
avocado,
mate.
What's going on?
Don't need it. You need those good fats, don't you?
Well,
they're essential fats.
They're saying you shouldn't be eating a whole avocado in one sitting.
Oh, man, if you're basing your diet on being bad because you've eaten a whole avocado, I think you're doing all right.
Like, eat half an avocado and a bag of chips. Like, balance it out.
I had Doritos for dinner last night.
Oh, of course you did.
Love it.
But they're saying this company has created a fast-ripening, slow to turn brown avocado with 30% less fat than a traditional avocado.
Oh, mate.
This is all genetic modification, which it worries me, to be honest, because obviously the avocado wasn't meant to be like that.
No, let it grow natural.
And they've had to prod it and change it, which is a lot of fruit that is in the supermarkets these days. Like, watermelons were meant to have seeds.
Yes.
Seedless watermelons, they pump them full of water and they do all this stuff to them so they don't have seeds. But this is the same kind of deal with this avocado. They're saying that a normal avocado, if you eat a whole avocado, it's about 234 calories and about 21 grams of fat on average. And in comparison, the skinny avocado will be about 164 calories and about 15 grams of fat.
We're going to give these avocados an identity crisis.
Why? What do you mean?
They're not going to know who they are. Whenever you keep talking about this, I keep thinking of people who are, you know, injecting their faces with things and modifying themselves, and now we're forcing it onto these poor bits of food.
Mate, you know? They're not alive. Oh, well, they are alive, but they don't have a brain.
I know, we're just sort of, you know, changing things.
We don't
need to mess with stuff too much.
I want to ask, if you guys went to the supermarket and you saw the normal avocado and then the skinny avocado.
Oh, I'd probably make fun of the fat avocado.
And then you'd buy the skinny one.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I reckon you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, I'll stick to the original.
Do you buy seedless watermelons?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
There's lots of avenues for dating these days. There's online, there's Tinder, there's speed dating. There's all different types, all different avenues. But the latest one on the scene is virtual dating.
Oh, this is the beginning of the virtual reality stuff.
So they've created this program where two people who have never met each other get scanned by a 3D scanner, and then they're fitted with a bunch of motion sensors, and they're placed into a virtual reality world where they can begin their first blind date.
Wow.
Strange.
Can you imagine trying to explain this to someone back before the phone was invented?
I know.
So what you're going to do, they're going to 3D scan you, put on some sensors with someone you've never met.
And then you're going to go into a computer world.
I think you're mad.
You're going to talk to each other.
Mad.
I've grabbed some audio of some people using this and being placed in this virtual reality world on a date. Take a listen.
Hello. Welcome to your VR date.
I'm John.
I'm Shelby.
Shelby?
Yes.
Nice to...
This is the one.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
It's not synced up, but...
It's okay.
It's kind of creepy. I look like a doll.
So do I.
Why are you looking at my butt in the mirror?
No, my head's on backwards. Do you see that?
Well, actually, all I see is that your arm is protruding from your chest.
Shall we go somewhere else?
Oh.
Whoa.
Can you draw a spaceship around yourselves?
Can we make it look like one of those like round saucers?
I'm sorry, but it's time to head back to Earth.
Sorry, you're too scary.
My little arms!
That's okay, I'm a dinosaur, I don't need you. Get out of here.
Maybe if I press this, you won't be a dinosaur
anymore.
I'm
a super dinosaur.
No, I'm a captor!
Let's dance.
God, they sound annoying, those two.
How annoying is the virtual reality chick just butting in the whole time?
Yeah, stay out of it, mate.
We're going back to Earth.
This is fascinating. I do love in that, though, how her head is backwards and he's still keen.
I know.
So, your head's backwards. Won't stop me, mate.
Amazing.
Will not stop me.
So,
I'm in.
So they're saying at the end of these virtual reality dates, you can then pick. It's kind of like The Voice, but for dating.
Okay.
Because then you can pick, obviously, just based on someone's voice and personality, whether you want to go on a real date with them.
And how do you meet up? Because, I mean, I'm imagining you're in different parts of the world. What? What do you mean?
You're in the same room.
Oh, are ya?
But you're all, like, got those goggles on and you're all dressed up in stuff. But I guess you could just do it.
Why don't they just meet?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy. You're there.
Because then you can't judge someone based on their appearance. Because they're a dinosaur
right. In
the virtual reality.
I get you. So it's easier.
It's weird.
Isn't it?
Did you hear about that guy in Australia? He was the first Aussie, they believe, to propose in a virtual reality world.
No, Aussie guy.
It was actually really cool. So his girlfriend actually was obsessed with zombies, like obsessed with that kind of world. And he got this virtual reality company to create this whole zombie kind of experience. But then it actually turned into her grandma's house in South Africa, which she really missed.
I did see this. Yes.
And she was like, all of a sudden, what's going on? And he got down on one knee in the virtual reality world and proposed to her.
And her grandma came out like a zombie, like, dead from the past.
So romantic.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
This is an interesting one that I wanted to run by you guys. Have you seen that wolf whistles or cat calls, as they're called? You know, the to the
hello,
ladies.
Hot legs.
They're saying could have on-the-spot fines in France.
Yeah, I saw this.
I like it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How would you police that, though?
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to get caught doing it, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be like one person's word against the other.
What about the other way around, though? If a lady, I mean, did it, because I've had a few in my time, and I'm just sort of, what?
Sure you
I've
have.
I've had a couple, mate.
What have you, what do people, okay, here
I
we
turn
go.
Around and give them a, how's it going?
What do people, what do the ladies
yes.
yell out at you?
Take it off.
Then they yell out, put it back on.
No. I've had a couple of little whistles here and there.
Sure you have.
I'm just saying, mate.
I can tell when you're lying.
No, I have. But you have? Well, I turned around. I turned around once.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't work out if it was for me or not. But it happened in my presence.
Is this the same time as, that model, she was keen on me, but I had a girlfriend, so I couldn't go there?
Yeah, it's every time I go out. No, but in all seriousness, though, would see something like this happen in Australia. I mean, this is how they're looking at it overseas. They are tackling it because they want to introduce these things to limit people harassing women, which is the way to go, of course.
Oh, I think, you know, people are very sensitive these days, and I get it when it's offensive. Like if a guy doing it to a female, if it gets really graphic and disgusting, then, yeah, I get it. If a guy's being like yelling out or whatever.
It's a compliment.
Well, I'm getting older, so I'll take all the compliments I can get. I'm kind of like, what about this? Kind of holding my dress up. What about now?
Still got it. Still got it over here.
Is this all right?
You like this? What a piece?
I think it's in context. I think it's in, what they're saying and what they're actually.
I feel for girls when they walk past like a work site or something and you get all the guys like, yeah, how you going, love? I want to know if that's ever worked for anyone. 13, 12, 16. Have you ever catcalled or wolf whistled and it's actually paid off? Because I reckon the numbers would be slim. I don't think a wolf whistle has ever worked.
Do you think the guys doing it, though, are actually going, watch this, boys, I'm about to pick up this girl, like this is going to work?
Or do you think it's just for a bit of a...
I think it's just a bit seedy.
It is, well, yeah.
I think it's just
like you
bit,
said, it's all in the tone.
It's all in the tone.
If it's a friendly. Yeah.
Woo woo. Looking good.
Yeah. Keep it up. keep up the good work.
Looking fit. Like, imagine really lame cat calls. I love the shoes.
Delightful.
Did you get a haircut?
13, 12, 16. If you've hopped the wolf whistle, what you think of it? Would you like to see these fines rolled out?
I've always just copped like the general. You're really tall.
Not you, your friend.
Behemoth. That, yeah. Actually, I probably would want a beard.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Wolf whistles. You don't mind them. I thought you'd be against them, actually.
Well, as I said to you, it depends what it is and the context and the tone, I think.
Do you get many?
No.
Nah.
I do get a lot of...
Like someone saying something to you, like yelling something out. How you going?
Yeah, more that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And more, that's a huge girl.
No one says that.
That kind of stuff. Or, you look like you do your tax return on time. Stuff like that. And I'm like, that's a compliment.
You look very punctual wherever you're going to. You'll be there, that's, not late.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah.
See?
That's going to get you over the line.
Those kind of cat calls I like.
It's old school, but in France they're looking at introducing on-the-spot fines if you are busted wolf whistling to the ladies. They're saying it is harassment. Belinda's in Wombrell. Morning, Belle.
Morning.
How are you going?
Oh, we're all right, mate. What's your take on the wolf whistle and the fines?
I don't really wolf whistle, but I'll just tell them they're hot.
I like that. Up front, Belinda.
That's a good approach. Yep.
The way to go.
Girl, old, young, if they're good looking, you know, got to give credit where credit's due.
Take what you can get, Belinda.
Take them all.
Yep.
It's a numbers game. And how does that work out for you, Belle? You just, you getting a few?
Oh, I'm not really after the number. I just like to tell people if they look good.
That's good,
well,
mate.
Well, see, I'm after quantity, not quality, so.
I like it, Belle. I like the approach.
I like the approach.
Just don't do it in a seedy way.
Yeah.
You know? Paul at the entrance. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Very well. Are you catcalling, Paul?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with the person that was in front of me just then. Like, letting them know that they're, you know, looking good, looking fine and all the rest of it. But wolf whistling to me is basically like a cheaper way of saying, you know, you look good. I'd rather sit there and say it apart from whistle.
I see what you're saying, Paul. I agree. Instead of doing the cat call, which is kind of the coward way, be up front, and I think girls would appreciate that more. And you might be in with the chance if you just say, hi, I think you're really attractive. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, that's nerve-wracking doing that, isn't it?
Just,
how does it work for you, Paul, can I ask? Do you have any luck?
Oh, I don't really use the wolf whistle, mate. I've got a look. I've got this special look.
Oh, you've got a look? Paul, I'd love to see your look.
What's the look, Paul?
I'm still waiting for that day, Bree. That date, Bree.
Well, we're going to set you
work
up on a
date.
Work
on your wolf whistle, Paul.
I've heard that before, right? I was at the movies, the Fast and Furious and everything.
Outside Bree's window everywhere. I mean, it's just...
That was last night, mate.
Is that you, Paul? Come on. I told you, Paul, after 9 o'clock I'm asleep.
Paul's got that look. Candace in Newcastle. Love
Morning.
Newcastle listeners. Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you think, Candace?
I don't cat whistle. I've been cat whistled. But it was in a joking way. But if I find it offensive if they're, you know, they cat call you and then they come running up in your face and tell them what you really think. But if it's jokingly, then it's fine. But if it's any more than that, then that's when it gets serious.
Would it ever work in any situation, Candace, where you hear it, genuinely turn around, find the person good looking and go from there? Like, can it ever get people over the line?
It got me over the line once.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Someone did it to me. But, I haven't done it personally, no.
I feel like Candace is saying it works. Let's reenact one right now.
Right.
Like, I'll be the girl, obviously. You be the boy.
Okay.
And you pretend to catcall me, wolf whistle.
All right.
And let's see if it works.
So you're minding your own business.
Yeah, I'm minding my own business. I'm walking
and
down
I'm just
the street.
A dude. Okay.
I'm looking good.
Oh, gosh. She's all right. How you going, love?
Your place or mine? It works.
Simple, see?
I just want a free feed because I know you, so.
Thanks for your calls this morning. For a second, I pictured us. Well, you led it down that way, mate.
Remember that time I had that weird dream about you?
Don't ever do that again.
You got so awkward about that.
Yeah, I'm still awkward about it. Don't look me in the eye. Rach is going up for you next for a Wednesday.
So many people in their car would be like, what was the dream?
Yeah. Have a great one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.